Violent conflicts in the sub-region, according to experts, are accelerated by repressive security apparatus, curtailment of freedoms, corruption, religious and ethnic discrimination, and worsening cost of living. The main aim of the ECOWAS conflict prevention framework is to strengthen the human security architecture in West Africa. It also seeks to create space within the ECOWAS system and member states for cooperative interaction within the region and external partners to push conflict prevention and peace building up in the political agenda of member states in a manner that will trigger timely and targeted multi-actor and multi-dimensional action to defuse or eliminate potential and real threats to human security in a predictable manner. The work of journalists in this regard, according to the Conflict Prevention Program Officer at the ECOWAS Commission, Constant Nagaja, is crucial.
So far, we work with member states. We work also with CSO. We have given a special importance to journalists because we know that without them, we cannot reach out. We targeted radio because radio is very important in reaching out to people so that we familiarize them with what ECOWAS conflict prevention framework is, so that there should be our voice in their countries.
A communication focal person at the Communication Directorate of the ECOWAS Commission, Atta Obayuwana, underscored the need for journalists to be sensitive and tactful in reporting conflict situations.
As collaborating media practitioners, we are to handle information on conflict such that the timing of news, features and commentary during the period of crisis would not further escalate an already deteriorating situation or inflame potentially eruptible circumstances. Electronic broadcast is instantaneous, and once it's out, you can't take it back. So that places on us enormous responsibility. Then we'll be a bit more sensitive to the way we report, analyze and paint pictures of either the prevailing or anticipated situations. We want us to help build the peace by keying into the ECOWAS peace-building mechanism, as has been captured in the framework at momentous periods such as before, during and after elections, also at periods when ethnic or religious tensions are rife, as well as during the times when political intolerance become the order of the day.
The ECOWAS conflict prevention framework has 15 components that span the chain of initiatives designed to strengthen human security and incorporate conflict prevention activities as well as aspects of peace building. They include early warning, preventive diplomacy, peace education, as well as natural resource governance.